The Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on General Government was a sea of acronyms as it sifted through the legislation. They make up the genetic code of its new plan for protecting groundwater supplies, springs, and the coffee-colored Lake Okeechobee. Here's the bill's sponsor, Republican Charlie Dean of Inverness.
It requires monitoring of groundwater withdrawals above 100,000 gallons or more per day. It requires BMAP to have 5, 10, and 15-year milestones to achieve the TMDL.
The translation, according to Audubon of Florida Executive Director Eric Draper, is a lot of words and not much cleanup or protection.
The bill does nothing to accelerate the cleanup of Lake Okeechobee. We've never thought that it was necessary to put the Lake Okeechobee section of this bill into law.
The new policies are far-reaching, supporters say, but they rely heavily on an old technique called BMAPs, or Basin Management Action Plans. And Everglades Coalition lobbyist Stephanie Kunkel says their track record isn't stellar.
The latest BMAP results were just put in over the last 5 years, the pollution levels have not decreased. And so we want to make sure that we're looking at all the tools in the toolbox when we're dealing with the Caloosahatchee River.
There is no agriculture without water, and much of the bill was written by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And that means the bill also leans heavily on BMPs, or best management practices. They give farmers and ranchers more flexibility to police themselves. But Florida Farm Bureau attorney Frank Matthews insists that doesn't mean his clients get a free ride.
BMPs are flexible, but there's still accountability. You have to improve water quality, and it has to be monitored, it has to be documented, and I think that's what will get us where we need to go.
Greg Munson, a former DEP administrator, is riding herd for big business. Munson's an attorney with a silk stocking firm and represents Associated Industries of Florida. Munson sees little to criticize in the bill.
With the addition of provisions addressing the Central Florida Water Initiative and the Everglades, it truly addresses Florida's needs.
The Senate ostensibly sets July 1 of next year for regulators to establish minimum flow levels for most freshwater springs. If they're not in place, emergency rules kick in. But like the limestone aquifer that feeds the springs, the deadlines are porous, and Sierra Club lobbyist David Cullen warns they're hardly forward-looking.
This would mean that they would establish by rule an MFL. MFLs are established by rule, and it would expire in 90 days per this language.
And if another industry gets its way, septic tanks, at least high-tech versions, would be allowed in sensitive areas. That's the agenda of the Florida On-Site Wastewater Association. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.